It's me, Carrie Jones, and this is Be Brief Friday. And this Be Brief Friday is written by me, and it's not a normal Carrie face that I put onto out into the world, because I'm usually pretty happy, and I don't always share, except in poems when I get ragey or super sad or just so frustrated with the world, like that. That's my frustrated face. And so this one's really, really hard for me because it's very, very personal. And so I wrote it down and I'm gonna read it. And there's a cacophony of crows out there right now, and I don't know what to do about that because Maine Island, you get crows. And Doris, and they both come in pack. And they're both more intelligent than you expect them to be. Okay, so ready? Here it is. We have an adorable kid with autism and ODD and ADD. And here's the thing. Our kid is super, super funny and creative and talented at things I could never be talented at. And they have really big emotions about their world. And that sometimes isn't the easiest thing to handle for a lot of people. And we get judged about this all the time. Their ADD manifests in wanting to do projects, really creative, amazing projects all night long when they're really into it. Their ODD manifests in not dealing well when we tell them, hey, now you gotta go sleep. And their psychiatrist has said on multiple occasions, you know what, this is not the bridge worth dying on here. Sleep. And they're right. But people don't get that. And they judge. They judge a lot. And whatever, I don't really care about their judginess towards me or Shawnee. I'm fine with it because, you know, even though I'm self-deprecating to the point that I tend to drive other feminists crazy, I'm confident that I'm a parent who's full of love and appreciation for her kids, and that I'm not perfect, but I try really, really hard to respect who they are as individuals and try to help them grow and feel loved. And that's not what this post is about. This post is about our kid's other mom, the one who gave up on them a couple years ago, the one who gets texts from the kid in order to even think, oh, I should visit my kid, the one who's trained as a teacher but didn't even send a text to their own child to ask them how the first day of school in a new school system went. And 2 weeks later, or maybe a week and a half, she still hasn't. This post is about anger, honestly, because I am so angry on behalf of our kid. And I'm usually not brave enough to talk about this or about my anger. And I don't like to call out other people, and that's not what this post is about. This post is about being kind, and this post is about being responsible, and this post is about remembering that your actions as an individual impact other people, and you gotta step up sometimes even when it's uncomfortable, right? So this post is about angerness and crows being cacophonies, because I really, really am angry on behalf of our kid and behalf on other kids who have this happen to them too. And I'm not usually brave enough to talk about this or my anger because I don't want to upset anybody. But sometimes people have to get upset to make change. And sometimes people have to be called out to make change. And that's what this Be Brave post is also about, hope. Right? We all have these moments every single day, especially if you're me, where we can do the right thing. We can make that choice. We can reverse the path that we're on and actually be responsible and good, and to reach out with kindness and with love. And that's hard sometimes when you've been sucking for 2 weeks or 2 years, but believe me, it's a lot harder when you've been sucking for 20. So being brave sometimes, for me, means being brave enough to risk conflict, to call people out, being brave enough to talk about your anger, but also being brave enough to make choices that aren't the same choice that you've been making, to respect, like, to just take responsibility, because your lack of action in your family, in your community, in your nation, in your world, that's no better than bad action. You know what I mean? Like, ignoring problems, ignoring people, it doesn't make the world better and it doesn't make you feel better. Instead, you just go in that downward spiral of shame or that downward spiral of inaction. And it's so hard to try to lift yourself and others again the longer you go in that spiral. But you always can. I just hope for you, for everyone in this world who's randomly listening to this, that you'll start making that choice to lift yourself out and lift others out with you. You can do this. Because when you don't, you miss out on fantastic people. And when you don't, you miss out on feeling fantastic yourself. And no matter how many mistakes you make, you're still allowed to feel fantastic. So be brave with us and share your story so I don't have to do this again. We really appreciate them. And I apologize for the cacophony of crows. But I'm not gonna apologize for my anger, because that would be a setback for me. We can do this. I believe in all of us. Really. Every single one.